General Tire closed its doors in 1986. They laid off about 1,400 people and left the factory to sit abandoned for about 25 years. Here's Truel Hyde, Baylor's vice provost for research and a physics professor.
There were all kinds of varmints running around, and it was pretty much a haunted house looking. You only had one flashlight, you lost it at high noon, you wouldn't be able to find your way out of the building.
Though the inside of the building was trashed, the structure of the building remained sound. Hefty concrete columns supply the skeleton to the three-story building. It's 330,000 square feet and built during World War II.
And the architectural bones of the building were phenomenal, because when they built this building in the late 30s and early 40s, they were, again, it was for the war effort, so they were very nervous about possible sabotage, so they overbuilt everything.
For $55 million, Baylor has gutted the tire plant and assembled sleek spaces for Baylor research and industry to collaborate. So far, 160,000 square feet of the building have been finished, and one company has moved in. Private companies can lease out space at the brick. The idea is that Baylor students and faculty will cultivate research that the industry can benefit from, and the industry will provide researchers with real-world applications. Chris Faulkner, a second-year electrical engineering master's student, is working on a project that measures energy in the steam pumped into oil wells. He says the new facilities allow his team to do projects that wouldn't have fit into their old space, a 10-foot by 20-foot lab.
But now here we have this room, we have a production room. We can expand, we can get new equipment, we can do all sorts of new things.
The first private company to move into the brick is L3, an aerospace engineering firm. The company's going to be leasing 3,200 square feet of the building, using the space to test the structures of airplanes and improve in-flight high-speed internet. The Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce has high hopes for the brick. Chris Collins with the chamber says the brick will create thousands of jobs, both through the brick and from businesses that will spin out from it.
And these are technology jobs. There'll be new innovative manufacturing jobs, that some of which haven't even, the types of jobs haven't even been created yet.
Collins says research and development hasn't been a big part of the Waco community in the past, but projects like the brick will help Waco turn the corner. Dr. Randall Jean, an electrical engineering professor at Baylor, says the new facilities make prospective faculty and students take the program seriously.
Well, it's like building the athletic complexes and the new stadium. When you're trying to raise the level of the program, you need the infrastructure to go with it. And that's what's happened here.
In the meantime, Baylor's continuing to look for partners to fill the brick and hopes to have the building fully completed by 2016. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.